back into the Morning Blitz here on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.FM. Joined now by Kevin Harlan, an announcer for CBS Sports, TNT, and Westwood One. Kevin, first, where I want to begin with you, you were in Kansas City for the game, last week. What did you make of the Chiefs' brutal loss to the Tennessee Titans?
Well, Brandon, good to be on with you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I think fairly optimistic about where this season is headed. But if you saw their preseason, where their first offense did not score, and they were having issues with the offensive line, which continued into the opening weekend game against Tennessee, you saw that there were some problems right out of the gate that they were going to have to contend with just in the season opening game, let alone the rest of the month. So this is a team right now which, was lucky to get through last year with 11 wins. They didn't have many significant injuries on the ball club. They didn't turn the ball over, which they did against Tennessee three times on three interceptions by the quarterback. And they had a pretty easy schedule last year as compared to this season, which is much more difficult. And we knew that Tennessee was an improving ball club coming in. I think they showed that they've got even more going for them. Their quarterback seems to be back on track, Jake Locker. When you've lost one of your big playmakers like Dwayne Bowe, as they did in that opening game at wide receiver, and don't have a very effective day from Jamal Charles, aside from that, there just is not much firepower. So you take all those aspects in and swirl them around, and you come out with the kind of performance that you saw. And I, think it's going to take a while for them to kind of get their shorts on straight. They're going to have to figure out how to negotiate, better teams they're going to face with the schedule, and only really two weapons that will put any kind of fear in the opposing offense, and that's Charles and Bowe when he comes back. And we're assuming that Bowe is going to do that. I mean, he is not an elite receiver. He is a good receiver, but he's not elite. And that limits you on offense, and thus limits the chances and the options that the quarterback has. And then you begin to press and try to fit things where they don't fit, and the result is three interceptions and a pretty one-sided loss. And there could be more of those ahead.
And once again, we are joined by Kevin Harlan. He's an announcer for CBS Sports, TNT, and Westwood One. The one thing that I look at with this Chiefs team, and I see as a fairly large concern, where can you look on this team and say that position got better in 2014 compared to where they were in 2013? Because I'm not sure if I see anywhere other than maybe tight end where you get Travis Kelce healthy, but that's basically addition just by default. Do you see anywhere on this team that got better this year than they were last year?
Well, I can't say that I have. The offensive line will be in a state of flux until their right tackle is off the league-imposed suspension, which will happen at the end of the month, Donald Stevenson. Then everybody kind of moves back in their regular place, and then they'll have some continuity to that line. But for the first month, it's going to be, because he's got a four-game suspension, it's going to be a little bit rocky, and the feeling-out process will continue. So tight end, I would agree with you, not at wide receiver, not at running back. Quarterback stayed status quo, and defensively, while they drafted a kid fairly high in the secondary, he didn't have much of a impact on the game on Sunday. So I don't know. I guess they really did not get much better. They signed Vance Walker on the defensive line, but they lost Mike DeVito, a starter, and they lost Derek Johnson, a starter, as a linebacker. Derek Johnson might have been, the if not the best player on that defense, then the second best. So not only did they not really have any impact players that they've added to this roster, but they lost two starters. And we're playing without two starters to begin with on offense. And you knew they were going to be in trouble, and sure enough, they were.
Kevin, Jeff Parles here. You were in Seattle for the opener, calling a game for Westwood One. Seahawks look mighty impressive against the Packers. Do you think that we might see a repeat from them this year?
Jeff, I think so. In fact, it's the first time I can recall here in the last handful of years that we've got, a fairly significant separation from the top team, and in this case Seattle, and maybe the second team, and that might be San Francisco. I think New Orleans, I think Green Bay, even though their showing was abysmal, I would say Green Bay still would be considered a top five, top seven team in pro football. There aren't many in the AFC. I know that. Denver, certainly, and they're going to go up there in a couple weeks and play in Seattle. But most of the power teams reside in the NFC, and I think there's a pretty nice delineation between that top team, Seattle, and everybody else. The season may change that. Injuries certainly change things, but for right now, out of the blocks, Seattle was everything and then some that we thought they would be coming in as the defending champion.
And once again, we are joined by Kevin Harlan here on the Morning Blitz on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.fm. Going to where you were for Monday Night Football and the San Diego Chargers sticking with the AFC West, how did the Chargers lose that game? It seemed like they had everything wrapped up and they were in commanding control of the game, and then somehow, some way down the stretch, the Cardinals find a way to come back. What did you make of that for the Chargers?
Well, I didn't know what to make. You know, they had one real mistake in the game, and that was on a late play that Rivers could not handle, a shotgun snap, and whether it was high or a little off-center, that's to be debated. Looked like it may have been snapped early, and Rivers was still in his pre-snap reads and was unsuspecting of the snap, and so had to jump back about 15 yards just to retrieve the loose and bouncing ball. And effectively, that knocked him out of field goal range. Well, that 3 points would have made all the difference in the world. So that was really the only difference, to be quite honest, in that game. Those were two very evenly matched teams. In fact, they are as much alike as I think any two teams in football. And you can begin right at the quarterback position, where you've got two guys that are basically the same age. Palmer, I think, has been in the league 1 year longer than Philip Rivers, but they've both seen great 2013 seasons. Rivers was one of the top five quarterbacks in pro football, and Palmer threw for over 4,000 yards for the third different team he's played for in his career, and that's an NFL first. So, you know, you got even teams, decent running attack, certainly, good wide receivers, strong secondaries right on down the line. These were two very good teams, and teams that easily could be in the playoffs. Arizona is going to give a run for any other team in the best division in football, the NFC West. And San Diego, I think, is just a little bit in back of Denver in the AFC West. And San Diego was a playoff team last year. In fact, won a game as an underdog in the playoffs and advanced to the second round. So I like both those teams a lot. I'd keep an eye on both of them. And I think it begins with their quarterbacking, and they were just so evenly matched. A one-point game is something you'd probably expect, because it really was going to come down to one mistake, and the one mistake was the errant snap, and that forced no chance at a field goal, and they had to punt and gave Arizona the ball back, and sure enough, they marched downfield and won.
Kevin, you and Rich Gannon this week for CBS will be in Cincinnati for Atlanta and the Bengals. Bengals coming off a close win against Baltimore, and Atlanta shocking the Saints. What are you looking for from these two quarterbacks? Because Matt Ryan, with his career day against the Saints, and Andy Dalton gave you pretty much what I thought was a typical Andy Dalton day.
Again, very even teams in different conferences. Both have the strong quarterbacks. Both have running games that are parts of their offense, but not the strongest part. Both have good collections of wide receivers. Defensively, the playmakers are there. It looked like maybe the defense of Atlanta was able to show much improvement over last year, where they had all kinds of injuries, and they namely have tried to beef up the middle of that line, defensive line. So I think that's going to help them. They didn't get a great deal of push. I don't know that Breeze was pressured all that much, and I think that Mike Smith wants to work on that. But overall, you take on a team like New Orleans, one of the best teams in the NFC, and beat them on opening day, albeit in your own home. I think that speaks volumes for where Atlanta feels they are now, after a year where, you know, they went 4-12, and people going into last year thought they might be a Super Bowl team, especially the way they played the year before, and they were very close to making the Super Bowl. And Cincinnati has been a playoff team under Andy Dalton every year, and they've got a coach who's been there the entire time. Now, they lost Tyler Eifert, who is their tight end. He has a dislocated elbow, and he's on the short-term injury list, which means that they can bring him off here in a month and a half or whatever, and that's going to help them, you know, in the last 2 months of the season. But it's going to hurt him here early, because he was a big part of that offense. But I like what they've got in terms of speed and quickness in their offensive backfields. They both have, the passing attacks, like I talked about, the quarterbacks to boot, long-term coaches. They're very, very similar, again, very much like those Chargers and Cardinals I was talking about from different conferences. Same with Atlanta and Cincinnati this weekend in Cincinnati.
He is Kevin Harlan. He's an announcer for CBS Sports, TNT, and Westwood One. We really appreciate you taking the time for speaking with us today, Kevin. Best of luck this weekend with the Cincinnati game.
Thank you, Brandon. Jeff, great to be on with you. Call again, please. Nice to visit.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Kevin. That is, once again, Kevin Harlan with CBS Sports, TNT, and Westwood One.